You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Semantic, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on the trends in the latest Semantic Internet Security Threat Report, and specifically on their impact on small businesses. The goal of this podcast is to help you better understand some of the threats and trends identified in the report, and to help educate small businesses on how to protect themselves. In a recent survey by the Small Business Technology Institute, small businesses are growing more vulnerable to information security threats due to the accelerating adoption of increasingly complex IT infrastructures and IT-dependent processes that expose information security gaps. The majority of small business respondents experienced at least one security incident in the past year. Incidents included things like unexploited changes to system data, information loss or data corruption, and the theft or fraud involving computers. The biggest impact of information security incidents for small businesses is on personal productivity. Since it's difficult for small businesses to measure the financial impact of productivity loss, they might have a tendency to ignore or downplay the effects of information security incidents. Despite a high level of known security breaches and the expectation that security threats will be increasing, only 30% of small businesses surveyed increased their information security spending over the past year. According to the latest Semantic Internet Security Threat Report, there's been a noticeable increase in threats targeting small businesses. Small business was the third most targeted industry during the second half of 2005. Small businesses are less likely to have a well-established security infrastructure, making them more vulnerable to attacks. In the two previous volumes of the Internet Security Threat Report, Semantic suggested that it's likely that multiple small businesses have networks that span a single block of IP addresses. As a result, opportunistic attacks targeting a broadband ISP rather than any of the specific small businesses hosted on its network have a tendency to identify numerous small businesses and, as a result, increase the likelihood that a small business can get caught in a wider, more general attack. Web browser vulnerabilities are a serious security concern to small and medium-sized businesses due to their use in conducting online fraud. They can also be used for the propagation of spyware and adware, which can take place through drive-by downloads and malicious websites, both of which could take advantage of vulnerabilities exploited through a web browser. Web browsers allow attackers to circumvent traditional perimeter security devices such as firewalls and intrusion detection systems. As most small business users depend on perimeter firewalls to protect their networks, web browsers present an easier route for attackers to take. For example, between July 1st and December 31st, 2005, Symantec documented over 1,800 new vulnerabilities. 69% of all vulnerabilities documented by Symantec in the second half of 2005 affected web applications like web-based email, which use web browsers as their client software. Microsoft Internet Explorer had the highest number of new vulnerabilities, including both vendor and non-vendor confirmed, with 24. And Symantec believes that Internet Explorer will likely remain a popular target for the foreseeable future due to its widespread deployment. As organizations adjust their security measures in response to the changing threat landscape, attackers are continuing to look for new methods and tactics to avoid detection and removal. As discussed in the latest edition of the Semantic Internet Security Threat Report, criminals are leveraging technologies that assist them in generating and maximizing revenue. As a result, Semantic expects to see an increase in the number of threats designed specifically for these purposes. Small businesses need to be aware that keystroke loggers, spyware, phishing attacks, and Trojans are expected to increase in numbers and in severity, and that small businesses are increasingly being targeted. Traditional network-based attacks are expected to shift in purpose from one-time compromises to compromises designed to build supporting infrastructures for the facilitation and spread of crimeware. Often, small businesses are seen as prime candidates for this criminal infrastructure because of the way they are connected to the Internet through shared broadband. One of the concerns small businesses have is how to protect themselves from these types of threats. Small businesses need to evaluate their security policies and determine the types of applications and online behavior that their employees use. Symantec also recommends that small businesses employ defense in depth strategies, which emphasize multiple, overlapping, and mutually supportive defensive systems to guard against single point failures in any specific technology or protection methodology. And that should include things like the deployment of antivirus and firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and intrusion protection systems on client systems. Make sure to always keep your patch levels up to date, especially on computers that host public services and aren't accessible through the firewall, such as websites and mail servers. Make sure to enforce a strong password policy and isolate infected computers quickly to prevent further compromise on your organization. Make sure to perform a forensic analysis and then restore the computers from trusted media. Also, make sure to train employees not to open attachments unless they're expecting them. Also, don't execute any software that's downloaded from the internet unless it's been scanned for viruses and approved by your organization. Ensure that emergency response procedures are in place, and that includes having a backup and restore solution in place in order to restore lost or compromised data in the event of a successful attack or catastrophic data loss. That concludes our discussion today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.